T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're back on Total Information AM, joined now by Dr. Patrick Risch from Washington University. He is a sports economist. Dr. Risch, thank you for joining us on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.
And the big question, of course, is the Stanley Cup Final. This is uncharted territory to some degree, but what does this mean for this city? Obviously, the playoff run already has had an economic impact. It's a boom. What does the final mean?
Well, you know, you are still going to have more resources and money flowing into the community and specifically into St. Louis City, so that's a great thing for the city. I always cringe a little bit when people talk about economic impact because it does mean something very specific. It really talks about the number of visitors that are coming from outside of your community. And the Stanley Cup Finals, for me, the impact is more of an emotional and tangible impact for the community as it is financial. Because most of the people that are going to be going to these games are going to be people from the local region. Yes, some of those people would normally maybe not spend as much money in downtown St. Louis. So the hotels, the restaurants downtown, more so the restaurants, are going to see a nice little bump. But the region as a whole doesn't see as big of a financial impact. Certainly the Blues are the ones that stand to see a nice bump in their resources. Undoubtedly, their season ticket renewals will be higher next year. Undoubtedly, they're going to have an easier time renewing corporate partnerships, maybe asking for higher fees there. So it's really a win-win for everybody. But I think the biggest impact is that emotional, intangible benefit of, you know, this is still a community that got kicked in the gut by the St. Louis Rams a couple of years ago. And now with Major League Soccer almost 99% sure coming to St. Louis, and now the Blues reaching the Stanley Cup Finals, man, what a time it is to celebrate being a St. Louisan.
I was going to say, people think of economists sitting around with their calculators sometimes. You must have been sitting on the couch going crazy like the rest of us the other night.
I was actually at Game 6.
Oh, okay. You even did better.
In fact, just minutes ago, I texted some videos to a friend of mine, actually a former student, who is very upset that they are no longer living in St. Louis because they're a diehard hockey fan and absolutely love to have been there. You know, growing up where I grew up in northern New York, I'm a hockey guy through and through, but I grew up in such a small town that, you know, you don't live in a town where you have these things going on. And my first year in St. Louis was when the Rams won the Super Bowl. I've been here for a few Cardinals celebrations. But this, I realize now, having been here for 20 years, just how much, you know, you see the videos of Bobby Plager and Brett Hull getting teary-eyed, and it really encapsulates what this would mean to the entire community. They've already done so much, and they've made everyone proud. But boy, oh boy, if they win this Stanley Cup, this city is just going to be glowing with pride.
Glowing with pride, and you always, for years since I've been coming around, and I've been living here for 11 and coming here for 25 years, and you always hear people talk longingly about a parade down Market. And just the thought of that, and we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. Don't worry. Do not tweet me or call me about jinxing the Blues. I'm not doing that. We're still speaking figuratively here. But you do hear that longing for a parade down Market. What would that mean? And again, I don't ask you to put a number on it, but probably more emotionally than anything else. But I would think that emotional boost is something that provides some sort of an economic boost as well.
Well, you know, first of all, it certainly makes people in the community great about what they're doing. There's no question about that. But in addition to that, you know, the one piece of it that could have a long-term, economic impact is when you have the visibility of a Stanley Cup Finals that you are part of, you're on the national stage. This helps promote your community. You know, there may be people out there watching these games. They see beauty shots of the arch of Anheuser-Busch and the Clydesdales, of Forest Park, of Central West End, and they see that and they say, "Wow, that I didn't know that about St. Louis." Or they may just see the general enthusiasm of people in the community. They may see stories about people in the community leading up to the games, and it may trigger general tourism in the future months and years. It could lead to a business or two thinking, you know what, maybe we should open up an office in St. Louis. Now, these may sound like random and odd and unlikely things, but it happens. I'm just telling you, from being around the sports industry for 20 plus years, it can happen. I'm not saying it's going to lead to a doubling of industry, but those are the sorts of things that can happen when you have the visibility afforded by being on the main stage.
And businesses, particularly those catering to millennial employees, are looking for those amenities to provide for their workers. So that I would think that that would be a helpful thing as well.
Absolutely. We are still a community that we're trying to attract younger people to this community and to have something that's a team that's a winner, a team that has that's showing success. That's just another draw to the community that a company can sell millennial and Gen Z workers.
All right. Dr. Patrick Risch, economist, hockey fan, and a guy I have a feeling will be in a seat at the Enterprise Center at some point the next week or week and a half. Thank you.
It should be a blast.
Thank you so much for joining us here on KMLX.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.